Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. And it looks like Jeffrey Zabar is not going to be here. I think we may have gotten our wires crossed. That's pretty unusual for Jeffrey, but we still may get him on a little later in the program. We're working on that. But I have some things that I wanted to talk to you about anyway, because it's time for me to give you a recap of my 2006 crystal ball predictions, the Small Business Advocate crystal ball predictions. As you may know, every year about this time, I do two things with regard to what has happened and what is going to happen. I review the last year, this last year's predictions, and what I said a year ago, and how and what came to pass, what actually happened. And we do a little recap of my whether I was any good at making predictions or not. And so so that's what I'm going to do right now. And then in next week, I think on New Year's Day, next Monday, I'm actually going to be doing my 2007 predictions. So here is the results, a recap of the 2006 Small Business Advocate crystal ball predictions, what happened, and my score. First prediction was that the U.S. economy would grow at over 4%. Well, I must have had a little, what Mr. Greenspan might call rational exuberance. I was pretty excited about the economy. The economy actually grew at about 3.4, 3.5%, which is still pretty darn good. But I was a little bit, maybe I was a little bit too excited, and I missed that one. So I was off. I was off by only a half a percent or so. And I'm still, even though I'm counting that as a miss, that's minus one for me, still pretty darn good. What you have to realize, with an economy the size of the United States, which is about, probably in 2006, probably going to total about $13 trillion, which is more than double the next closest economy, which is Japan. You got an economy that big that's growing at 3.5%. That's pretty significant. Anything much more than that, like especially anything over 4, is almost overheated. So, and I'll have something to say about the 2007 economy on Monday. So that's minus one for me. The economy did not grow as fast as I thought it would. Unemployment in the United States, this is my next prediction. Unemployment in the United States will be below 5% by year end. A year ago, right now, unemployment was at 5%, at just right around 5%, and I predicted that it would be below 5%. The actual result is, as you may know, that the U.S. economy continues to crank out over a million 21st century jobs every year. It has now for the last 4 years, resulting in an unemployment rate at a near record low of 4.5%. I think actually part of the year it may have dipped. In fact, currently it may actually be closer to 4.4%. That is absolutely incredible. The challenge we have, though, in this country is that we're in the process of converting from the industrial age to the information age to the digital age. And we have some people who are not qualified for the 21st century jobs. Even though there's plenty of the unemployment is fairly low, we still have a ways to go. We may have 5 more years to go before pretty much everybody gets oriented around the 21st century assignments. Here's the next prediction. The Fed will not raise the Fed funds rate past 5%. Well, I missed this one. The Fed actually raised rates 17 times in a row and finally stopped at 5.25% in May. They haven't raised rates since May. So I missed that one by a quarter of a point. I mean, that's within the margin of error. But still, I say that I missed it. I'm counting that one against me because I did miss it. I actually was, I was pretty darn close on that one. I was actually closer on that one than I was on the U.S. economy. But 5.25 is what they stayed at. That's where they are now and have been now since May. I think, though, if there are any style points for this one, I think I should get some style points for that one. So that's minus one for me. I predicted that China, a year ago, I predicted China will improve its standing in the global marketplace and that Russia would not. Well, even though China isn't going to win any warm and fuzzy contests, they were productive. China is a productive economy that's growing significantly. It's growing. China's growing at around 9% a year, which is still not a huge economy yet. With regard to Japan and the EU and America, it is emerging as a large, pretty significant economy. Their growth rate is tremendous, and even though, as I say, even though they're not really, you know, they don't always work and play well with others like they should. Like I think they will one day. As long as China is moving toward capitalism. As long as they're moving toward a free market system, then I have hope for them. Russia is actually regressing. They're going the other way. And so I predicted both of those things, and I'm taking that one. U.S. troops, I said, would be below 100,000. And sadly, I missed that one, as you know. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Now is the winter of our Iraq discontent. Minus one for me. Saddam Hussein will be found guilty. I predicted that he would be found guilty. This didn't take a lot of genius, but I'll take it. That's one for me. Having failed, here's the next prediction. Having failed in Iraq and Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda will terrorize the West economically by attempts to destabilize Saudi Arabia. Now, what I was talking about there is that Al-Qaeda has a problem in that they're becoming less and less relevant. And we're doing a pretty good job, apparently. We and most other countries are doing a pretty good job of catching these guys and putting the kibosh on their efforts to harm other people. And so they have to figure out another strategy. And we come back, I want to say a few more things about this one and what I mean when I say that they would try to destabilize Saudi Arabia. And we'll do that right. And more predictions to come right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Girl, to call. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes by email every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. And also, check out the archives, thousands of those of past interviews we've done. We've got them arranged by category, by Brain Trust member. Six ways from Sunday to help you find what you need. Also, lots of articles, thousands of articles that I and my Brain Trust members have written. So check those out. Also, our blog, which we update every weekday. Hope you'll use that to your advantage. I'm talking about my predictions. I'm reviewing my 2006 predictions, which some of them came to pass and some of them didn't. And that's what I'm talking about. What did I say? What happened? And what's my score? And I want to continue a little bit on this prediction that I made about Al-Qaeda having an impact, trying to destabilize the West by harming the West economically by destabilizing Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, as David Brooks, by the way, David Brooks basically supported my position, an article he wrote about a month ago or so, about his opinion about some of the countries, some of the nations in the Middle East, like Egypt and Saudi Arabia, and one or two others. Basically, what he said was what I said a year ago, which is that country I was talking about, Saudi Arabia specifically, is basically a house of cards. It's basically being held together by baling wire almost and tape. Because of the way it's structured and because of the people and how they're keeping their people in line. These are, Saudi Arabia, for example, is a monarchy, and it's kind of and by the way, Al-Qaeda is Wahhabi, as you may know. It's in terms of Islam, it's the Wahhabi sect of Islam, and it originated, the Wahhabis are Saudi Arabian. So that's where, as you may know, that's where Osama bin Laden is actually from. So anyway, I said that would happen. I'm calling that one a miss for me, only because it didn't happen this year. I'm glad it didn't happen. I hope it never happens. I hope I'm always wrong about that. But I'm afraid that one day, and sometimes I miss these predictions, but only by a year. I hope that's not the case. I hope I miss this one forever, but keep your eye on that one. Here's another prediction. Oh, this is a really good one here, folks. I said the Republicans would maintain a majority in Congress after the 2006 elections. Well, I underestimated Iraq. I underestimated Katrina. And I underestimated the media's ability to convince voters that our economy, our very robust economy, was not very good. And I underestimated all that. I also underestimated that there would be a scandal by a guy named Foley and some other things. This was a perfect storm year for the Republicans, and they pretty much blew it in many ways themselves. And some of it was their fault, some of it wasn't their fault, but it was just one of that's what creates a perfect storm, doesn't it? A perfect storm is when the stars align against you and you don't do a whole lot to get yourself out of it. So this one actually, not only did I miss this one, it actually cracked my crystal ball. So now the 110th Congress will be controlled by the Democrats. Here's my next prediction. At least one U.S. car manufacturer will file bankruptcy. I predicted that either Ford or GM, I actually said it would probably be GM, either Ford, GM, or maybe even Chrysler would declare bankruptcy. Chrysler would be a little problematic because it's part of the Daimler organization. But the truth is, only about 3 weeks ago, 2 to 3 weeks ago, Ford had to go to the junk bond market and get several billion dollars in junk bonds. Which, as you know, is basically just worthless. And they had to put up as collateral their actual plants, which has never been done before. They've never had to collateralize a loan with their own property before. Is my understanding. So they had to do that. Otherwise, they probably would have been in Chapter 11 at least. So even though I missed that one, technically, I don't think I did. Technically, I missed it. Practically, I didn't. And you got to go to the market for junk bonds. That's pretty darn close. Supreme Court nominee Sam Alito will be confirmed. That was my prediction a year ago. I got that one, plus one for me. Google will introduce new web-based computer resources that will threaten Microsoft. Well, you know what? That's exactly what happened. Google has a new online suite of products that, let me say this, whether it didn't threaten Microsoft in terms of hurting it this year, but it sure scared the bejeebers out of them. And I'm actually going to take that one. And recently it's been hard to miss when you bet on Google and unfortunately against Microsoft. And my last prediction is that crude oil prices will remain above $60 a barrel and gas prices will stay above $2 a barrel. Well, unfortunately, I got that one. I was hoping I would miss that one, but I got that one. All in all, I was 6 for 12. That's batting 500 in baseball. That'll get you in the Hall of Fame. But it's not as good as my previous years. In previous years, I batted more like 750. So I'll see if I can't do better in 2007, which I will give you those predictions for 2007 on New Year's Day, right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Russell Brown. Only you.
Charity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.